Bonjour à tous. Hello, listeners of A-Seat English. Welcome back.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is 翩翩，我在青岛向大家问好。
And this is 梅丽，我在西班牙向大家问好。I'm saying hi from Barcelona.
首先，上期节目呢，真的受到了很多的关心和留言呀。
Yes, we received so many regards from you guys.
非常感谢大家。那公众号上呢，这个粉丝花和爱丽丝留言说，两位仙女能否推荐一些爱情电影，还有一位我好 CJ 希望咱们能推荐一些律政剧。
Yeah, well, we can definitely try to do that in another podcast.
那我们后面慢慢来，一点一点的去给大家推荐哈。那今天的话题呢，就是想听我们的主播梅丽聊一聊她的世界公民新生活。
Yes, 世界公民 world citizen. I really like this term to describe it.
哎，其实梅丽应该给大家讲讲你的成长背景哈，然后用英文电视剧里的说法呢，叫做 previously in your life， 你人生的一个前情提要。
Well, so I was born with my twin sister in France, and at the time, my parents they were already working and living in Qingdao in China. As soon as we were able to travel 1 month later, my parents brought us back to Qingdao where we grew up and lived for 18 years.
所以呢，梅丽呢其实是在法国出生。她是有一个双胞胎的妹妹，然后呢，出生之后很快就来到了中国，然后在中国长到18岁。
And then I actually moved to France, my passport country, for my studies in 2019.
梅丽把法国呢称作是她的 passport country，
yeah,
她的护照国家。
Yeah. I never actually lived in France, I only came back for a vacation. Yeah, and then I lived there for 2 years, and now I'm moved to Barcelona, where I'm doing a university exchange.
然后现在呢是去了西班牙。So what have you been up to?
So yeah, now in Barcelona, I'm studying marketing for a year, and then we'll see. But for now, I'm in Barcelona for the year.
梅丽其实去西班牙呢是做这个 university exchange. So how are you liking it?
I'm actually really enjoying it. It's very exciting, new country, new language, new life.And you know, Barcelona is a very fun city with many things to do and see.
你身边的同学有其他国家的吗？
Yeah, well, you know, because I'm on exchange, I get to meet also many other students that are from other countries like Germany, Italy, Netherlands, Finland, Mexico. I mean, the list goes on. There's so many people from so many different countries. And also China, actually.
Wow, you've got a chance to see the diversity of the world. 能看到世界的多样性哈。
Yeah, it's definitely super cool meeting people from everywhere around the world. And you know, I think it's really nice also because we're all here discovering a new culture and a new city together, so it's really fun.
那你跟你们这些同学们都怎么交流呢? Do you speak Spanish?
Yeah, of course, I do speak some Spanish. I've been learning it for years now, and so I do get to practice it on day-to-day life.
学了一点点 Spanish, 然后可以就是应用到这种 day-to-day life 当中，对不对？哎，我记得美国学校西班牙语好像都是第二语言，对吧？
I mean, yeah, it is a very spoken language after English. But I mean, I do find it quite hard to learn languages without being in the country, you know?
Yeah, 语言环境非常重要。
And you know, I do think I improved my Spanish because now I do live in Spain and I've already been living there for a few months.
Yeah. 哎，以前在中国你虽然是金发碧眼哈，但汉语呢其实是母语水平。那么这次在西班牙呢，你应该真的能够体会到自己是个外国人了吧？
Yes, it's actually quite the adventure because I always lived in countries where I speak the language fluently. And this time I'm actually learning the language.
对，你知道语言不通的时候吧，特别容易闹笑话。比如说我以前刚学英语的时候 ，I was trying to explain 脚趾头 in English， but I didn't actually know the word。那个时候我不知道脚趾头怎么说嘛，然后我情急之下的解释说是 the foot's finger。
Oh my gosh！
脚的手指头，然后当时就是惹得全场大笑 ，everybody was laughing so hard。
Oh, I can imagine. And you know, actually, I actually have a lot of funny stories of me trying to explain myself. So actually, a few weeks ago with my friend, we went grocery shopping for dinner.
去买点食材做晚餐就可以说 go grocery shopping for dinner. 然后呢?
And so we wanted to buy steaks. So when we got to the butcher, I asked for steaks and I really wanted to make sure it was beef because, you know, I didn't know how to say cow in Spanish.
不知道用西班牙语怎么说牛，然后你怎么做的？
So, I randomly just started mooing for him. So I was like, moo, moo, sabes, moo.
这也太搞笑了。
So my friend was laughing so hard next to me, and the butcher also laughed. And he told me, ah, si, si, vaca, vaca, it's vaca.
Ah.
So funny. And my friend was like, you're unbelievable. It's crazy. So, well, you know, the most important thing is that he understood me, and I now know how to say cow in Spanish. So next time I won't need to be mooing in the store.
Yeah, you got it. 中国人把知识呢叫做学问，学问，学问嘛。不会就学，不懂就问。有了这个学问呢，你就不用再学牛叫了。You don't need to be mooing in the store anymore.
Exactly.
哎，其实呢，我觉得语言障碍是小事儿哈，关键呢是一个文化冲击。Did you have any culture shocks when arriving?
Yeah, this is something that's definitely very common. And you know, Spain is quite close to France, so the culture is not that different.
西班牙、法国还是比较相近的哈，这个文化方面。
Yeah, but you know, I can't say that I didn't have any culture shocks because some things were a little bit shocking. For example, they eat really late.
Oh, 是吗？他们吃饭特别晚，三餐都很晚吗？
Well, it depends. I mean, mostly it's lunch and dinner. They eat lunch around 2 or 3 p.m. and dinner is usually around 10 p.m. or even later.
Wow, it's shocking. But why do they eat so late? 为啥呢？
I think because they eat...a lot, and they also spend a lot of time eating, just like their courses are really long, they talk a lot and everything. But to be honest, I don't know why it's so late, because I do find it really late. Like, imagine eating breakfast at 8, and then you have to wait until 3 in the afternoon for the next meal. It's very late. Yeah, but you know, I mean, it does take some getting used to, for sure.
Yeah, of course. 得好好适应适应，对吧？还有什么其他的好玩的这种文化差异吗？
Something else that I was actually warned about, but it still definitely shocked me because I'm not used to it, is that most women do not wear tops at the beach.
Wow, 什么？真的吗？真的是不可思议吧。
Yeah, I mean, it would probably be even more of a shock for the Chinese culture because you guys like don't really wear bikinis. But for me in France, some people don't do it. But here there was a lot of women that didn't do it. So, you know, in Barcelona, the residents are definitely not shy at all.
Wow, residents 就是本地居民的意思，也就是说本地居民是比较就是 not shy at all. 那外地人呢？ So do you still wear tops at the beach?
Yeah, I don't think I'll be able to not wear one. But it's very shocking the first time. You find that you're the one that's weird wearing one, you know?
Yeah. 结果发现你自己穿着上衣成了那个不正常的，对不对？哎，巴塞罗那那边中国人多不多呀？
Oh, this is something that was really surprising to me as well, because there are many, many Chinese people in Barcelona. Mm-hmm. Like, there are many small Chinese businesses, like, you know, beauty salons, small bars, 超市, and even driving schools.
Wow, 还有中国人开的 driving schools, 驾校吗?
Yeah, that was so surprising to me. I actually took a picture. I haven't been able to go back to China for, like, around 2.5 years.I really do miss it a lot, so I'm really happy to meet Chinese people and speak Chinese to them.
在巴塞罗那的这个中国人，我估计一见到你，应该不会想到你原来是个老乡。
No, and also I have so many funny stories about this. And so, for example, okay, so one of them was the first time I walked into a nail salon in Barcelona.
Nail salon 就是一个美甲店。
And the owner and the employees were Chinese. So they started speaking Spanish to me because they thought I was from Spain, or at least that I didn't look Chinese, you know.
对，因为你金发碧眼的，所以中国人很容易就会 assume you were a resident, 是本地居民哈。
Yeah, and so when I heard the Spanish, I of course struggled a little bit to speak it. So I was like...Directly, I spoke Chinese to them.
然后他们就震惊了。
Yeah, they were so surprised. They were really confused. Started speaking Chinese to me. I said, yeah, 没问题，没问题。And then we ended up chatting about China, and I was so happy to be speaking Chinese again. It was really, really fun. And at the end, I even paid by WeChat because I didn't have cash on me.
到最后这个给这个 nail salon 的一个付款方式也超级中国化。
Yeah, exactly. When I said 微信支付, they were like, oh, 哇，还用微信。
这是个中国老乡。
So fun, so nice. And then actually, I do have another story as well. It happened on the street because I wanted to make Chinese food. So I was looking for a 中超 near my place, like a Chinese supermarket, like a small store where they could sell the Chinese ingredients.
Oh.
And you know, I didn't know where to go because I know there are many, but I couldn't find it online. Passed a small bar and I saw that the owner was Chinese and she was just on her Douyin, like, you know, looking at her phone. So I was like, okay, I think she's Chinese, so I'm going to go talk to her.
Yeah.
And then so I went up to her and then she also spoke to me in Spanish, but I directly spoke Chinese to her. And I said, you know, 不好意思,附近有没有中超?
然后这位中国同胞有什么反应呢?
She also just like stared at me and was very, very confused. So I started laughing and I told her that I grew up in China and she was like, oh, 能听出来. But yeah, and she even told me I had a little bit of a Qingdao accent. I was like, oh.
是吗?她能听出来你有一点青岛 accent, 有点青岛口音。
A little bit, yeah. But anyways, she was super sweet and told me exactly where I could find the 中超 nearby.
哎呀,很温暖呀, very sweet.
I'm in Spain to learn the Spanish culture, not the Chinese one, but it's so comforting knowing that there are so many Chinese people here and it kind of makes me feel at home.
Yeah, 语言是有力量的,一点点乡音都会让这个游子 feel at home.哎，在巴塞罗那，你有没有去游山玩水呢
？Yeah, I definitely got the chance to visit quite a few places in Barcelona.、Mm-hmm. So one of my favorite places is、called Bunkers. So we go there at night, and you can actually climb up and have a. We went at night, and you can actually climb up and have a very beautiful view of Barcelona. I would definitely like to go back there during the sunset next time.
嗯，那这期节目呢，我们会加上很多梅丽在巴塞罗那拍摄的照片，大家可以到一席文化公众号里面去查看这篇推送。
Yeah, definitely, it's so beautiful. And another place that I went to was Tibidabo. Tibidabo is like a mountain, and it's actually super cool because at the top there's an amusement park, so it's really nice.
Amusement park on mountain, 山上游乐场，听听就很童话。
Yeah, it's really nice. And it's a really nice hike up as well. And the next one, well, of course, when we talk about Barcelona, we can't ignore the fact that there are many beaches and they're really known for it. The biggest one is called Barceloneta.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of the most touristic ones as well. It's not the most beautiful, but it's super nice. Like there's so many people there. You know, people go surf, they play volleyball, there's music everywhere, small bars. It's very, very nice.
Mm-hmm.然后还有一些 ladies without tops.
Yeah, and ladies without tops. And the water is super warm, kind of like in China.
And 在巴塞罗那这个夜生活热闹吗?
Yes, in Barcelona, the nightlife is super fun. There's so much going on. There's many, many bars and many clubs. And one of my favorite clubs in Barcelona is called the Razzmatazz.
这个有什么特别的吗?
Yeah, actually, it's really nice because there's 5 different rooms with different types of music.
哦，不同的房间有不同的音乐。
So we have things like pop, techno, disco, reggaeton, which is a typical Spanish music genre.
这个 pop 是流行乐，那这个 techno 是什么呢？是一种舞曲吗?
It's like electronic.
啊，电子舞曲哈、然后 disco 大家都知道，然后最后这一个叫
reggaeton，
这个呢、是一个 typical Spanish music genre， 就是典型的西班牙音乐的一种形式哈。
Yeah, and you know the nightlife is super nice in Barcelona because things are much cheaper compared to France.
物价又比法国要低哈。
So you know even things like clothes, shoes.Food and drinks and partying in general. That's why there's so many young people that travel to Barcelona to party.
希望呢这个疫情早日结束，然后我们可以去巴塞罗那找你玩去。
Yes, you're welcome to send me a message. I'd be happy to show you around.
好，那我们今天呢就聊到这里。大家有什么想说的呀，或者想聊的呀，都可以留言告诉我们。
Yeah, so let us know what you thought about this, and definitely leave some comments below if you have any questions.We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Ce n'est pas pour faire de scène. Ce n'est pas pour croiser le fer. Mais sur les rives de la Seine, je suis au bout de la terre qui voit où est son, voit son sang.